So yeah, I go by Oop. That's easier. Oh, that way.
Can I just call you?
Nice and easy. Okay. We met. I was handing you a poem. I have Pikachu. The video on my phone.
Yeah, Pikachu. Yeah, we bullish on NFT. I'm really curious. I was quite busy because I just came back from Hamptons Tech Week. That's the other side of New York. But when I came back to the city, I can't wait to talk to you. So learn more of your DAO, your community, your project. If you can introduce us.
Sure, I guess. So I'm a part of like a few different places. So when we met because of POAP. So POAP is proof of attendance protocol. So they're badges that act as like NFTs as memories. I give out those at events. My primary job is as the community manager for Explorer and Portfolio Tracker dashboard known as Zapper.fi. It's kind of a place for seeing everything in one spot instead of having to go to all the spots. Part of what we were talking about, I think, was Pool Together. And so Pool Together is a DAO that manages a gamified savings account for people that they can save their money. And instead of having an interest rate, they have the chance to win prizes.
Where is the DAO located? How did you know the other community members?
So, as a DAO, like it's kind of not really located anywhere per se. I met them through Discord. I joined their community on Discord. I was talking about it on Twitter or something, ended up on Discord. I liked the people. So I hung around and made some friends. Found ways that I could help out how I could. And over time, I just kind of like, I helped out where I could. I kept contributing. Other people came in, they contribute and it formed this beautiful thing. Pool Together has been around for years, functioning as like a protocol, but it's reasonably new in being a DAO because they launched like governance and a token and things like, and a treasury and things like that. Reasonably recently, like it's been over a year. I like them, but they're very interesting.
I met one of your member. She told me something about like you have these pool. You can actually buy some artists' NFT, something like that. Is that the same DAO community?
So there was an artist pool, if that's what you're referring to. So that was something I participated in. That was really cool. It's something that like we didn't find a way to. Do like to create a sustainable version of it just yet. But I see the long-term vision and the dream for it. And I think it's really cool. And so basically what we did was Pool Together functions as a system where people can deposit money into something like Compound or Aave, which is a lending and borrowing protocol. So you would take stable coins and you would deposit them into Aave. And then instead of you receiving the interest from those deposits, a giant community pot receives all of the interest from everyone's deposits and then raffles those off as prizes to everybody.
Because I really like your spirit, your energy. I feel like we need to have a passion.
I'm glad I can help. Yeah. So, and in your case, I think Pool Together is a really good stepping stone. I think Pool Together is probably, of DeFi, it's probably the easiest like way to dip your toes in the water, because you just simply take some stable coins, you stake them, and instead of earning a small amount of interest, you have the chance to win the community prizes. It depends on how you want to play. Like if you're really, really rich, you might want the interest. You probably want to get 3% over the chance to win some money every day. But I mean, if you're going to be depositing $100 or something and you're going to be making 3%, you probably would rather have the chance to win $5, $10, $15 every day than to get $3 a year in interest. It's a really fun gamified way for people to participate in DeFi by depositing into Aave indirectly. Really just kind of like acts as like a savings account for me. And because I like it. It is a good opportunity. It's a learning experience. It's a really good way for people to learn, right? They can deposit.
I follow you. Yeah, I understand.
They can interact with a smart contract safely. And what we were kind of getting at though, and so I'll just kind of explain because I went on a rant. The reason I explain this is because what they also did was they created a way where instead of all of the interest going to a community pot, you can pick a different address that it would go to or a percentage of that. And so what you could use that for, and what we did use that for, was people would deposit their stable coins for the chance to win. But instead of winning money as prizes, like instead of winning the interest as prizes, we commissioned artists to create one of one NFTs. And then those were the prizes. And the interest was actually then sent to the artists instead of like a transaction. Essentially, an artist donated. We did pay them, I guess. So we commissioned them, and then they donated an NFT to this prize pool. That was raffled off as the prize to people based on their deposits. And the interest, instead of going to the people, went to the artists. I'll just give you an example with, like, I'll just say if you had people who were interested, they could deposit money into a pool, and their interest would go to you. You would make a piece of art that would then be created as an NFT and raffled off to that prize winner on whatever time period you choose, let's say a month. And then if in some crazy way the deposits within that pool were high enough that they could pay like a livable wage, like say a couple $1,000s a month or something, then you could in theory consider your employment to be producing art to give away in these raffles. And none of your, like, they're not customers. They're just, like, community members, I guess. Because they're not actually ever buying anything from you. They're kind of, like, donating their interest to you. But they're not really, like, ever, like, making, like, a purchase of your art. And you as an artist, you don't actually have to sell your art. You just get to give it away. But somehow there's still money flowing and it all just kind of works. Didn't get to a point with deposits being high enough where we could do it sustainably, like where someone could live full time off of it. But we were also kind of just like playing a small game. We didn't market it very
like a share wallet, or like when you have these that put into one share wallet, or that's a public wallet address that everyone knows. Is yes. That how it works? Okay.
Yes, but no, in that like you technically still control the funds in a way. So you'd be interacting with a smart contract that does indeed hold your, like it holds your funds and deposits it into Aave on your behalf. And for every dollar, it gives you a ticket back. And so like if you deposit 100 USDC, it will give you back 100 like PT USDC. And these tickets will always be redeemable one for one for USDC within the contract. So just whenever you're ready to withdraw, you just basically give back your tickets and it just gives you back your stable coins, and that's it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's function like a DAO.
Yeah. So the DAO manages a treasury, and the DAO has a pool governance token. Mm-hmm. And that those people, they kind of like oversee how everything works using these governance systems. It's pretty cool to watch. It's quite the experience. Okay, well, you don't actually have to use an exchange, which is nice. Because when I think exchange personally, I think something you have to like sign up an account for.
Yeah.
Pool Together, you just connect your wallet. And if you have USDC in your wallet, you can just deposit it right from there, like right from the website.
You have your own website and we can deposit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's millions of dollars deposited into Pool Together. It's not me. It's a very serious. I'm just in Pool Together's case, I'm just a very happy contributor. I'm just a guy who has been around helping. In Pool Together's case, like they're a company. Like Pool Together Inc. is a company, and then there's also Pool Together the DAO, and they're different things. But it's a big thing, and I mean Pool Together the protocol. Pool Together the protocol is the smart contract. Pool Together Inc. was around creating all of this for two years, maybe even longer. I honestly am not sure anymore. Probably even 3 years now. Before we got to this point. And they were around for multiple years before they turned into a DAO, or like decentralized is probably the appropriate term. There's a lot. They had to have a huge base of thousands of people before they were ready to actually decentralize. Because otherwise, when you do it, you're not really decentralized, and then you're not really like, you're kind of just spinning your tires. You're making your own work more difficult.
I know what you mean. So what is your like so your main job, I think you mentioned earlier, is a work for a I think it sounds like a data analytics company.
Like kind of in a way, like are you do you know what Etherscan is, or like a block explorer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Zapper's goal is to basically be. So I work for Zapper. Zapper's goal is to basically be like a very visually friendly, readable version of Etherscan. Something where you can like look up your wallet and see your transactions and all of your deposits and all the places and your NFTs, and it all looks nice and it's easy to read and so complex.
NFTs in your dashboard.
Yeah, in fact, we actually just had a huge update. I'm the community manager for Zapper.fi, so I guess technically my title is community wizard, but. I'm here to help, basically. That's what I wanted to do. It works out. Zapper's building some incredible things. It's easier for me to band together with other people than kind of try to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, if you see what they're building, like, it's kind of like, it's a shame to say something like the Google, because that's not a good comparison, but it'll be like your homepage in a sense. Right? Like, it'll be the place that you will probably bookmark to open when you open your browser, and then you will go other places from there through it if you choose to. Because you can put in your wallet address and you'll be able to see everything in one. Sure.
US company or is it overseas?
It's global. Like, it's global and remote technically, because we're just like a fully remote company basically. But we do have an office based in Montreal, and I think we have another one in Lisbon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
the Lisbon one's quite small.
I should find a job over there. I love Montreal.
Right. I was actually there a couple of weeks ago. I do love Montreal as well. Nice place.
It's beautiful, and a lot of artists too. People, they enjoy art. Well, I can have a poutine and a beer almost every day.
Right, exactly. Like, talk about some art, enjoy some nice music. You're right. The culture there is pretty special. So as the community wizard of sorts, I'm all over the place hosting various events. We have community calls, games, contests. Sometimes we've even done karaoke. We do them on Discord primarily. Or other places if it calls for it. Like, we have a Tetris event coming up in the next couple of days where everyone's going to compete like one-on-one in Tetris against each other. And that'll be hosted like somewhere else. But yeah, most part Discord, the calls. So Pool Together has a community call every Friday at 2:45 Eastern time. So roughly 45 minutes from now, or like, yeah, ignore me. This will be a recording. That doesn't make any sense. 2:45 Eastern time. Whatever that may be elsewhere.
Which Discord? Pool Together?
Yeah. Pool Together's Discord has community calls every Friday at 2:45.
Okay.
And then Zapper has them on the third Thursday of every month.
Oh, okay.
At 10 in the morning Eastern. There's a few others. POAP has theirs every Wednesday at 7 or 8. I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern, might be 8. And that's happening. Dapper's a really cool place. Like, absolutely. I encourage you to take a look. I think people would get a lot of...
I don't like to see you.
We just did an update, and it's actually, for the NFT space, at least specifically, like, previously Zapper was a dashboard for DeFi. Like, you could interact with DeFi protocols. We've pivoted now to be more of an explorer, and we have pages for exploring NFTs and DAOs. And there's not a lot of tools yet for DAO exploration, and I think Zapper is a really good spot to check out. So if you're looking for other things to explore and learn in the DAO space, or just browse NFT collections, traits, rarities, like, we have all of that now. Bundled with like you being able to see your own wallet. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
So yeah, share it. Why not? Right? Like,
yeah.
You got an app for your phone. Like, we're working on an Android version. It's almost done, but we have an iPhone version that's ready. You can actually like go to the App Store and download it. And you don't have to connect your wallet again. It's like kind of like POAP, right? You don't actually connect your wallet. You just tell it your address and it will just show you stuff.
Yeah, I know. The one good thing about POAP is you don't really need to have your link to your wallet if you just use your email address.
Yeah, you can just use your email. Or if you claim with your wallet, like you don't actually have to connect your wallet, which is a nice safety feature. You just kind of like tell it where you want it to go and it just shows up there. So that's, it removes some of the danger. I know at the physical events, when you're going around and receiving all of these links and QR codes and special promos and whatever people call them, like some of them might be dangerous, I guess. Like they could be. So it's fair for people to be skeptical. I was commissioned as one of the artists. I drew a piece for it. And I also won one. And it's my wallpaper on my laptop. So it's awesome.
So you are an artist.
Yeah, I am. It's not my main thing, but yeah, I like to create. So I do.
Oh, nice. I didn't know.
Okay. It's kind of like it's not my main thing, but as I'm in the communities, right, I make like emojis and banners, and it kind of just spun into
stuff. I was just saying that everyone can be creator if you want, if you like.
Right. Yeah. I started making memes. So
it's so nice to talk to you. So I see you in Discord.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.